said that's what about Noach Lydia come out of the fun of Shekola Deris and Machis and Boim, Achibelim is Mia Mabu. Then the next assertus that Rabbi Lydia come out of the fun of Shekola Deris and Machis and Boim, Achibabo, Vinokilos Kakula. So you have the third dose of Noach, which has the Machisin, and the third dose from Noach to Lavrom, which is again Machisin, until he waited for one. The Maral says that the third dose Pirish min Adam Rishad Noach, but when there can't give a third dose, is the Masha Oma, Achadach third dose min Erwan Zom, Shein Erwan third dose. So it's a little bit strange when he talks about Asaraderis, what are we talking about? Are we talking about includes the principles or not? I don't know, I just barely come along in there other from. Afshe Nerbhasar, Umasha Omalovidia, Klaima, Dovazer, Masha Asaraderis, Umadilan Kamashan is Rokha Kamayim. The fact that, in other words, the Lodia over here doesn't mean that's why he made Asaraderis, but it means that from the fact that Asaraderis, that list Asaraderis is the teacher of Chapayim. The Epsalema Laidia Shamatana, the Haina Mashkos of Zeba Torah, the Hempirusha Asaraderis, and it was why is it written in the Torah? The Hempirusha Asaraderis, a cause of Misafim and Adam Atnoyach, the Mutra Kosta the Sapa Deris Laidia, and Asaraderis, a cause of Misapa, Minoyach Adavrom. So that we can have the why the Torah tells us. Mashal of Kishanesh, Afagab Ladik to be fierce, we call the Nimas Hashanem and Shamak Meshach to do my Askasta. Okay, so that goes back to the first point. Beishla Hakshis, Lomoheh Erhapaim Adur from the Ekshav from Adasar Adur Staska, like Pachas Lay Yosef. Why Asar Adur? In other words, you can't be asking why Akash Baruch Hu planned it. He said before that Akash Baruch Hu didn't plan it, so that's not going to be the answer to it. So it's going to have to be something along the lines of, if I guess somewhere in retrospect, if Hashgacha has it, that there's a Saradaris that will, that up to Saradaris can go without having a redeeming person, there must be some sort of Ashkacha that's like that. Shevzet teira ki kol echad mi mispa asar yesh ebchina v'chol givne atzmoy kum shezba lemay lever heitiv. O lefika Hashem Yisbarach herich af ad asar deris ki ad asar deris yishlema ki b'ulay dor zeh shu dor v'vne atzmoy ye dor tzadik. O kol dor v'dor v'n asar deris. V'lchei noch nos Hashem Yisbarach erich apayim ad asar deris b'ulay dor zeh tzadik. So he's explained like this, and let's talk about it. I guess you can't get a better time to talk about this than Aseres Meitshuva and Saraderis. Aseres Meitshuva is also connected to this, it's obvious, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, is waiting to be Ma'ir Chapayim of up to 10 days, and the same thing with the Tenderis, that's pretty obvious. But what exactly is the point of it? So he says like this, and I guess when a person does an Aveira, so the Aveira, what's the right word for it? The Xera of Kalim, to destroy them, means not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of vengeance destroys them, but that there is nothing left, there is no chiyus left, nothing worth salving, not worth saving. But let's take a dugma from something else. When a person has plants, so one of the things about a plant which is different than an animal life is that be'etzim, any plant cell can become the entire plant. The enclosed by plants are, any part of it can be planted. And every cell be'etzem has a cleft. There are no special reproductive cells the way an animal has. So you could put a branch, a twig, a root of the old thing, and it could become, it could start growing. You take a branch of the old tree, it starts growing. You take a seed, it starts growing. You could, if you know how to do it, you could take the cells and the leaves and put them in. They're just physically, some of it is not appropriate. A leaf will rot before it won't propagate. But the etzem, every piece of it has what it needs to propagate. So the muscle. So let's assume that one part of it is rotting and wilting away. If the other part is not affected, that will create its whole nuchias. I just my raw mice of this kalacha I had in my front yard over here. We had a fig tree that was nifta from the cold. It was very, very cold. Winter, 2 winters ago, and it was, and it died. So, Lemaisa, the tree itself never recovered. The tree itself didn't come back again. But from, I don't know, the ground nearby, from the ground sort of started growing like thin, tall, I don't know what to call them, not really branches, they're growing out of the ground, new plants, fig trees, you can see it on the leaf, and it's misrabe, and it grows by itself, and you see that there was some piece of it that had a kwechachias, and that's where it's coming from, and it's coming up again. So the kwechachias lies everywhere in each and every one of them, even though it is a separate entity, even though the leaf is separate from the branch and that's separate from the root and that's different than the seed, it has its own characteristic, and then it has something of the entirety of Shabbat. When a person is a chayter, so Akadosh Baruch Hu, we'll step for that. Akadosh Baruch Hu is echot. And if it would have created the world with echot, then the world would have been like either everything or nothing. Everything would have become destroyed, or everything would survive. There is no yischalkus. Once the world is created with Asar Mamaris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the world with 10 spirits, then everything in this world has in itself a nekuda in which it's its own mitzvahs, and a nekuda in which it's part of everything. So the 10 spheres all have in themselves specific qualities, chesed and din and so on and so forth, and yet they all, the pnimiusim, like in the Pasul Yov, it says that, but the cafe inside it, after the cafe, you're the one, your horror is inside it, and it's the same as Atishtana, and so on and so forth. So, any time that we meyachid a particular aspect of Kashrus HaKaga, and we'll call it a sphera, because that's what it's called, we mafkin two things. First of all, that it is separate, it has its own qualities, and it's mitzad its pnimis asherish, it has the quality of everything as well. That has in itself, on the one hand, a challenge, and that is that when a person does toiv, so a person can't just say, I'll do this mitzvah a lot of times, and I'll make that my mitzvah, and the other mitzvah I'll leave it to somebody else. If a person is not mashlim, all the halakim, all the chatichos, then he doesn't have a davar shalom. The melabar, the exterior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world comes in different ways. And therefore, a person needs a certain amount of Torah, and a person needs a certain amount of learn that each and every one needs to be nishlam. That's one part of it. So on one part of it, it's a certain mechayev on a person. It makes life more difficult for a person. The second part of it is that any one piece, as long as it's a davar shalem, can in itself, regardless of anyone, bring everything back again. Every single one of them has the quality that it could bring back, recreate the whole thing. So, both of them are true. If a person is latches onto one piece and that becomes a sheirish, that can bring back everything. So here also, in the world of tshuva, a person can approach tshuva from different angles. So the mashal, let's say a person's avoda in Beinah L'Chaveira was shvach. A person can, and for his teva, it's more natural as one of the makim. And we're more specific, one person, Torah is a gateway for another person, Tefillah is a gateway, then he's able to rebuild the entire kaima of Ruchnius through whatever it is that he is, that is his portal into that world. And that works. So Akadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing is true with the Deiris. Each Dor had a certain unique personality, I guess, or what's the right word for it. It has its mitzvahs or its inyanim that it would be most able to become Ruchni again. It's just like when you're mekayer of people. So sometimes a message that speaks to people is the pure emes of the world. Sometimes the message speaks to people is this gives you kindness and goodness and care. This person and connection to spirituality. Different people, different neshamas, and different deiris have a different gateway into it. The gateways are completely different. The content at the end leads to the same content. So theoretically, they should all be sort of, connected to the Teichen, to the Pnim. Just like Kol Yisrael, each Shevet has a different gateway to Achash Baruch Hu, but Shevet Levi is the center, and all of it should lead to that Nekuda. The Akadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim is never, maybe something will happen. That's not, obviously, Akadosh Baruch Hu knows, so to speak. That's not Erech HaPayim because of Marshall's birth is a Chayte, and there are only X amount of a fine that work. So each Eifel works, anything else doesn't. So Akadosh Baruch Hu, 10 Deiris, not just it happened. There's quite a long time to wait for people. If it would have been 20, it would have been even more. The Ral says no. 10 deiris is the max of Erech HaPayim, because Erech HaPayim doesn't just mean Kadosh Baruch Hu waits around. Maybe that has no kvul whatsoever. That doesn't. So when does it finish? If that according to Erech HaPayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should never be going for Rishayim, because maybe. Erech HaPayim is that every oifet that we have of every possibility. So I sit down and I say, I have five oifetim how to try and get this person to change his course of action. I'll first talk about this. I could try this malach, I could try this malach. When I exhaust them all, I've exhausted them. There's no point in talking more, because I've sort of exhausted. yafshir tiv besaantiv. There needed to be a new atshuvadik mahalach. He's coming off, I guess he doesn't mention these things, but this type of thing, he's coming off the inyan that is an oilam atikun. It's the world recast in what it looked like in second round, and everything in the world has its own connection in that world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tshuva is a mahalach to allow a redoing of the world, and because the world has asar mamaris in it, there's asar deiris that each deir has in itself, each darkeit, and it's expected that it could try to come from its knesh and create something to rebuild the world through its mahalach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for Erech HaPayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there are ten oifanim in which it's possible to start the fire, and each and every one of them needs to be tried, and to see if that's going to work or not. The Arichus Apayim is to allow for every possible anhata to come out. And that's why there's a Sazami Tshuva, because it's not just an amount of days, it's an amount of a fanim for possibility for it to come out. And that's why almost every Indian of Avodas Hashem is mischazik. So, besides the fact that it's a schus for Yom Adin, it's for Dav Schusim and so on, it's fine. But it's more than that. It's that for one person, the Diptakam Mitzvahs will do it. For one person, it will be the increased tefillah. For one person, the increased tzedakah. For one person, the increased Talmud Torah. Each and every person has its knesh. And that's what else is waiting more than 10 deiros is not shayach, because nothing more is going to happen. We're just going to get a recast version of what was. Like I said before, I've seen many, many times, that 10 is the maximum number. Everything else is variations of 10. So when we think about the mahalchim of tshuva, it's also it's something that, I guess today, because we're Mekarev, a lot of people call the Chazar B'Tshuva, we get it. But it's also true in terms of a person's own, each person's own tshuva. There are different isbainas and different mahalchim for a person that's older. My life is moving forward. I mean, I'm going to have to give it in the cheshem soon. And that's a mahalach that speaks to one person. For one person, if a young person, that doesn't usually work. I mean, you can talk about it till you're blue, but the person not holding by that. And there's a different mahalach. There's a mahalach for each. There are 10 broad mahalachim connect that. And the reason is because just like there's a mahalach of avodah, it makes use of every angle, makes use of every connection in the bria. And it's meant to bring out Kodesh Mayim. Each one of these is supposed to bring it out in its own way. The bringing back is an attribute of all the Nyanim in the world that have a Mahalach Navoida. They have a Mahalach Navoida first round, and that's what has to be Kodesh Mayim from each and every Nakuda. And then each and every one of these Nakudas also have the ability to regenerate Avodas Hashem. Because that's locked into it, it's part of it. And the Mela, so that's where you get the Asara Deiris from Avram to Nech Nechta, from Adam to Nech Nechta Avram. That's where you get the Asara Simei Tshuva. Any questions?
Yeah. I saw Gemara, which not that I understood it, but I just don't know if it's a stero or not. Or where it fits in. There's Yushalmi, which asks a shaila and says, and I forgot the name of the Amora, but yes, he says, V'chi'ena HaKosh Baruch Hu Royis HaNoilad And the Mefarish on the side, he says, because why do you need a Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Why can't he be Nigma the Din on Rosh Hashanah? He knows whether the person's gonna do Teshuva. And the Rishami answers because it brings the Yishmo, Basher Husham. Is the way it seems to be Masber is that we're actually waiting for something to play out. How does that coincide with the concept of Basher Husham?
Are you asking a question more on me than anyone else? I mean, the Shalmi is a Shalmi that needs its own. Obviously, it's Hezba, but the Yerushalmi's point is comparing the Midah Basher Sham together with the Royas Anoilat.
I know. I just thought that what we're saying is that it's not real. The reason why Akash Baruch is being Marachaf is because there are still options which need to play out. How does that reconcile with Basher Husham? Basher Husham seems to be saying.
Well, let's take away what I said. I mean, the Mahalach of Tshuva is something which means. Forget about the way I explained the Proteus Shaboy. The Mahalach of Tshuva is something. That is means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for something. He's giving us a sesame tshuva that maybe will do better. The Yerushalmi is in Rosh Hashanah. It says Reb Chananya Chaver Rabbanim Boi Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reyes HaNoilat. It says, "Leishmi Adam Reb Simeshem Rishon Levi Akash Baruch Adam Al Bishoshu Oymet Ba." My timer then brings us past. That's the Yishami talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, before, like, without anything, the Yishami itself, it seems to be referring to it's referring more to the Kliyim Va'Imdim. Like, why is the Kliyim Va'Imdim? He should know right away what's going to be at the end of 10 days. We're giving him 10 days, so why can't he be choisim the din of the adam also? That's his kasha.
I understand.
It's a shayla no matter what. You know, as far as I'm sure about these, basically, my point was it's not an amount of days, but each mahalach, it's to exhaust every potential.
I mean, the kasha is after that. I mean, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should have known whether those potentials will be exhausted or not.
Right, but without the way I explained it, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us 10 days, which is a potential to do tshuva. I mean, that's what it is, no matter how you describe it. I'll tell you, Yerushalmi means Yerushalmi is talking about that din itself. Is never mitzarev the rest of the world. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be choisim a din based on what will be. There is a midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rest of the world. There has nothing to do with midas adin. And so when I'm talking, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is dayin, and but there is dayin where the din is a din, it has to be Basher Husham, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rest of the world. I mean, that's what it means. That's what Yishalmi means. But I don't see that it has so much. That's more the kasha me than general. There's all these questions, a general question, and he's saying, all I explained was that these 10 days are not 10 days worth of change. It's 10 different instruments, 10 different gateways, 10 different mahalchim. The Shalmi's question is still there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows, and his answer is that midas, Hakadosh Baruch Hu called it Yom Hadin, and he's being kovei hadin, and. Can't be kaveya a din on Reyes Anela. A din is not what you know. A din is what's a true description of the matzav.
I see.
Basher Husham, and that's you see that there. Because Baruch Hu is done with that Basher Husham. That's Yisham's answer. Fits well with me.
I understand. Can I ask one more thing? When we said originally
just
that
speaking, by the way,
what was that?
Who's speaking? Who's this question?
Daniel Kleiman, son from Rav Yitzchak Kleiman.
Okay. Yeah.
Just one other question. When you said that by Asura, the Asura of it can't be pre-planned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that because if it would have been pre-planned, it would have, the Asura Doris, it wouldn't have been called Erech HaPayim, Or is it more than that? Is it because then it's not a, it's.
I'm not sure. In other words, why is this harder to say? That, yes, it's asaraderis. It sounds like they happen to come into the world. That's the way Maral seems to stand it. Like, I mean, Kashmir didn't put asaraderis into place. Asaraderis are people that came, had Bechir, used it, and so on. So one answer is that the Torah, you know, makes note of it in a way which sounds like we're trying to teach us something, but it doesn't sound like Kashmir plans for asaraderis. It doesn't quite sound right. I think that's the point that he's making. Okay.